Geek Radio Daily for this Tuesday, September 16th of 2008, bringing you all the geek without any of that annoying, irritating, stupid weight. Weight's like crumbs in the bed when you're alone. That means they're there because you're just not happy. And you're irritated because there's crumbs in the bed, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants that at all. Yes, it is Tuesday. In fact, I said that we're coming to you without the weight. There's so little weight that, in fact, the sun's not even up right now. Wow, think about that. I'm sitting here alone again. Yes, I am, because the vicar apparently is feeling a little bit under the weather. Seems there's apparently a little bug that was going around over the weekend, and him and a few other folks have it. I'm not going to say it's the stand or anything. I'm just saying the vicar's not feeling well. So it's you, it's me. Simultaneous, no. We're going to have ourselves a great time this Tuesday. Because I am, of course, the wonderful Billy Flynn.
The universe tends to unfold as it should.
And that must be why we are here today with ourselves talking about those wonderful television pages. Coming up on television this evening, it finally had to happen. And tonight is the night. CBS on Big Brother. They finally pick a winner. Yes! There is a winner. That means that we'll go at least 2 months without there being another episode of Big Brother. Yay! Tonight on ABC, it's a special episode of Wipeout with the season's best so far. Followed by primetime in which UFOs, seeing is believing, seeking proof of life beyond Earth. And they're going to do that tonight on ABC, which is owned by many, many corporations. So how is there going to be any truth? I don't know. NBC Tonight, it's a reality show. It's one that I don't really watch, but I really support the concept behind it. It is The Biggest Loser. Anything that helps people, lose some weight and stuff, part of the Fit Club. You know about the Fit Club. We've got the GRD Fit Club over at the Forum. Stop by and join sometime, geekradiodaily.com. We'll help you, and we'll put you on TV in front of people, so it's easier to do that way. Tonight on Fox, there's a new episode of House, and oh look, a new episode of the new show Fringe, which features a baby who ages in minutes, which means it must be that baby from that Next Generation episode. Good to see him still getting work. New CW tonight on 90210, it's called The Bubble. Naomi confronts her father's mistress, what, two, three shows in and we're already confronting the mistress? So much for a dramatic license there. Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, apparently the Nicolas Cage-Sam Rockwell matchstick men is an American movie classic. It's okay. Sure. Animal Planet tonight. Weird, true, and freaky swarms. They're also showing something called Humanimals, which has got to be a sequel to Manimal, and I am incredibly happy about that. Tonight on FX, it is Rush Hour. Do you want to see Chris Tucker act just as stereotypical as possible, but it's cool because he's Chris Tucker? Well, that's tonight. Jackie Chan in there, of course. It's pretty decent movie. I enjoy it. Sci-Fi Channel's got a new episode of Eureka. Over on Spike, which is TV for guys, they are showing Return of the Jedi, episode 6, as we call it. Turner Classic Movies has your Yul Brynner double feature, The King and I, followed by Westworld. VH1 on I Love Money, they're looking at the Spit Olympics? Ew. Disney Channel, if I'm watching anything tonight, it's the Disney Channel, because tonight the Cheetah Girls go to India to appear in a Bollywood musical, but the director can choose only one of them for the role. Tonight, Adrian Ballin, Kylie Williams, and Sabrina Bryan star in The Cheetah Girls, One World. Aw, and it's not even the Bob Marley song. Aw, that's incredibly sweet. So if you want to see that, there that is. Well, take a look at the mailbag.
It's here! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Dear Mr. Flynn, I listened with interest to today's Geek Radio Daily, where you described GRD Weekly as the week-long show, and am thrilled at the prospect of the 168-hour extravaganza that this suggests. I trust you are a man of your word, sir, because if you should fail to fulfill this promise, I shall become slightly annoyed. Do you know what British people do when they're slightly annoyed, sir? They write a strongly worded letter to their local newspaper, that's what! So until the British Empire wakes from her slumber and takes back the colonies from you filthy, filthy rebels, make mine GRD. That's from Steve in the UK, of all places. Well, Steve, I think what we have here, as is parlanced in our vocabulary, we have a failure to communicate. Why, yes, I did say that this is, that GRD Weekly is the week-long show, but I believe that you were putting a time frame upon the word week. I believe you were going W-E-E-K, whereas I was merely pointing out the truth that it is a week-long show. That's W-E-A-K. So, you know, don't get too upset. Don't write a letter to the TV people, because the TV people will come and get you. Sometimes they're just mean. And also, let's see, here is a message from David. Really, that's your name? This is from David. And David says, I just saw on the forums outside. No? Outside. I can't read today. I just saw on the forum notice that it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Flynn. Why, thank you, Mr. David. Yes, September 16th is my birthday, so thank you for that. And you might notice that if you go to the forum, stop by for your social geek working. Come on out, hang out with all the geeks. It will throw up, you know, little notices whenever someone's birthday. It will show up. So come on by, join the forums. It's a good time over at geekradiodaily.com. Other stuff of note for September 16th, in 1949, Wile E. Coyote began his first hunt for the Roadrunner in Fast and Furious. See what he's doing there. Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live is turning 37 years old today and is hot. Molly Shannon, also of Saturday Night Live, is 44 years old today. Danny John Jules, the cat from Red Dwarf, is 48 years old today. This is mine, and this is mine, and this is mine. Jennifer Tilly, the incredibly hot Jennifer Tilly, the great poker player and incredibly hot Jennifer Tilly, turning 50 years old today. So yeah, September 16th, it's fantastic and it's fun, and that's all we're going to talk about as far as birthdays goes, because we still have some DVDs to talk about. We still got geek news to talk about, all coming up here on this Tuesday, September 16th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Have you ever had one of those days? You know the kind I'm talking about. You assassinate a guy that you're convinced is a demon, only to find out that he isn't. Then you have to go and tell your friends, family, and pastor what you've done, and deal with the repercussions? What? You don't know what that's like? Well, Matt York certainly does. There is a battle being fought in the streets for men's souls, and without knowing it, he has fired the first shot. Come find out what all this is about in the new podcast novel by Scott Roche called Archangel, Valley of the Shadow of Death. You can find it and more at www.spiritualtramp.com. See you there.
Geek Radio Daily for this Tuesday, September 16th, 2008. All the geek without any of that stupid weight. Weight that's going to be like that person driving in front of you on the highway with the blinker on going 10 miles slower than the speed limit. Nah, you don't need any of that. You don't need any of that at all. What you need is take a look at today's...
Sir!
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Today's DVDs. Yes, indeed. Tuesday means new DVD day, and that's what we got. Coming out today, finally, what was described on Screen Geeks as visual vomit. It's Speed Racer. Here he comes. Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. The movie's out today. I guess if you have some sort of mind-altering substances, maybe that would look pretty interesting. I don't know. I'm probably going to have to check it out, but we'll see. Maid of Honor, the Patrick Dempsey rom-com. Ladies, if this is really the kind of movies that you like, I don't get it. Okay, there are worse rom-coms out there, but seriously, Patrick Dempsey's character is kind of a jerk, and no one should fall for him. 88 Minutes is out today. This is Al Pacino. He's a psychologist, works part-time for the CIA or something, and one day someone calls and says, "You have 88 minutes to live," and then begins the trite formula. Chuck Season 1, yeah, the surprise hit from last year, Chuck, in which the computer wore tennis shoes, basically. Chuck gets to see very quickly, boom, a bunch of government secrets that are now in his brain, and they're in there, and he has to work with Adam Baldwin and the very hot slave Leia wearing, I've already forgotten her name, Yvonne Strahovski. She's hot. So there you go. The Love Guru is out today. This is Mike Myers' latest, I guess you could call it, effort. It's not as bad as you think it is, but it's still not worth seeing. Justin Timberlake is the funniest thing in that movie, and that says something. I mean, he's got a great talent for comedy, apparently, because he steals every single scene he's in. Pushing Daisies Season 1, the sweetest, greatest, most wonderful TV show that not enough people are watching, is out today. You should really pick that up. That is interesting. That is incredibly, wonderfully interesting little show. Also out today, You do have Torchwood Season 2. Captain Jack is back from running around with the Doctor one more time. And this, you know, follows the further adventures of our favorite time-traveling bisexual, omnisexual guy. Beetlejuice, the 20th anniversary edition. Before you get too incredibly happy, let me tell you, there's really no extras on it. It's an anamorphic widescreen, and that's really all you get. It's a great picture quality, but if you already own the disc, you may not want to upgrade just for that. Duckman, Season 1 and 2, together in one collection. You thrust your pelvis. Ha! You thrust your pelvis. Ha! Duckman, out today. Jason Alexander. Nothing else really matters. Nothing else does. Star Trek Alternate Realities, taking, of course, the Mirror Universe and some of your other favorite alternative timeline Star Trek things like Next Generation, The Inner Light, where Picard, the flute, you know what I'm talking about. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. It's 20 episodes all set in alternate timelines. The Vicar is sick, like I said, but he does, of course, have something for us. He wants to make sure you know about all the John Hughes flashback editions, Breakfast Club stuff with commentary, 16 Candles, no commentary, Risky Business Deluxe Edition, Eddie Murphy's Delirious 25th Anniversary Edition, and, of course, from the Vicar's back room, it's Barely Legal Hinta Hotties Volume 1. Of course, he would find that. There's no Parker Lewis out today, but, of course, we do have the classic robot teacher battle movie in which gangs and schools are so bad you need robot military teachers who go crazy and start killing people. Yes, Pam Grier and Malcolm McDowell starring Class of 1999 today.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. If you love John Carpenter's remake of The Thing, as by God well you should, we've always wondered, well, what exactly happened with the shape-changing alien on its way before Kurt Russell finds it? What happened at that Norwegian camp exactly? Well, Latina Review says that we've all been hearing about this sequel that's supposed to be happening to The Thing. Well, no, according to Latina Review, no, it's a prequel. Still set in 1982, and everything leads up to the movie that we saw. So we'll actually see what happened in that Norwegian camp, and that could be interesting. So, my friends, the street date for the highly anticipated third live Q&A DVD with Kevin Smith, titled Sold Out, A Three-Evening with Kevin Smith, has been announced. It'll be 10 days before Zach and Mary make a porno hits the theater. It's a two-disc special edition. It's, of course, where Kevin Smith celebrated his 37th birthday, and you'll be able to spend the evening there. So October 21st, be looking for that. Newsarama has interviews with the new Smallville villains. And it takes a look at the two nasty figures to fill the shoes of, you know, Lex Luthor, because he's gone. He's out of there. Over and done. One, of course, is Doomsday. I don't know how they're doing that, but Doomsday. Crazy. And another villain that's going to be there is the new head of the Daily Planet, Tess Mercer, played by Cassidy Freeman. Sam Witwer is going to be Doomsday. Now, what Elf over at the forums, that'd be those handy-dandy forums over at geekradiodaily.com, Elf brought to my attention that Tess Mercer is incredibly close to Tess Mocker. And this is another one, if they do anything remotely like that, it would be another reason why I have the love and the love-hate relationship that I do with this show. Video game publisher Electronic Arts said that it has ended its talks to buy Take-Two Interactive Software, best known for their Grand Theft Auto series of games. EA, of course, publishes Madden, and just recently Spore, but basically Madden. They were talking about it. They signed a non-disclosure agreement with Take-Two. They were talking about it. EA was tracking towards a record-breaking year. They were going to pick up these other people. And then now that's fallen through. And who knows why? Only the Shadow knows. And he's not telling. No, he's not telling me at all. Sony Online Entertainment has announced that Geoff Johns is writing the backstory for the DC Universe Morpig. The game, which is being developed by Sony for both PC and PlayStation 3, allows players to create custom characters that can be either heroes or villains that fight alongside well-known characters in familiar settings. As current writer of the ongoing DC series Green Lantern, Action Comics, and Justice Society of America, two out of three of those are fantastic, as well as he's going to be writing upcoming episodes of Smallville, Geoff Johns said that he's using his knowledge of the vast DC universe to plot the various choices the players can make as they develop their hero or villain. So, and you can play this game if you have a nice, you know, broadband internet connection, which you might do. We're the United States, if you're listening in the United States. So, of course, we've got lots of broadband activity, right? Well, no. Japan has a comfortable lead in supplying robust broadband technology to its citizens. even as global internet users in all countries continue to demand more and more from their high-speed connections. According to a survey released Friday by Cisco, the United States rates 16th in the survey. That's after Japan. The top 10 countries in the study in order are Sweden, Netherlands, Latvia, Korea, Switzerland, Lithuania, Denmark, Germany, and of course, the wonderful, wonderful, fantastic people of Slovenia. Slovenia represent. They're in the top 10 as far as broadband, having broadband. That is fantastic. I thank you so much for that, Slovenia, because you've been with us for a long time. Slovenian women love Billy Flynn. I've got a drop that says that somewhere. I'll find it later. But Slovenian people have upped their broadband usage simply so they could come get the show, and thank you for being part of that there. Fine, outstanding, GRT. Goodness, it's a goofy day. I need a drink. Let's get out of here. GRD Entertainment. Thank you, Slovenia. Geek Radio Daily. Subscribe through iTunes and please review us while you're there. That would be fantastic. Come join the forums for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you listen to the GRD Weekly. That is the week-long hour show. It is week, sir. I promise you. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0, United States license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily and email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicker, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
I know you gentlemen have been through a lot, but when you find the time, I'd rather not spend the rest of this winter tied to this f***ing couch!